Well, the Reserve Bank stepping up to the plate today, announcing it will buy government bonds. It's massive. It's a signal that the Reserve Bank is prepared to act simply beyond shifting interest rates. It's jargon-laced technical stuff. So let's get a sense made of it by Michelle Wahlberg, who is a fixed income specialist at RMB. What exactly, Michelle, in small words with as few syllables as possible, is the Reserve Bank doing?
So basically what they're doing is providing cash into the market. What we've seen over the last 3 weeks has been a complete and utter cash squeeze. And just to give you a bit of a background, what happens is when markets sell off, you have your investors having a look at what's happening in the markets. And what they do is they take out their funds out of their investments, and they keep it as cash. Over and above that, funds have margin calls with the market selling off, and they've got to place cash in for these margin calls with the JSE clearers. And what this causes is, you know, the funds normally have a certain amount of cash on hand to make sure that they can pay these margin calls, and they budget for withdrawals. But when withdrawals happen on a mass basis, complete panic ensues. I mean, I think it's similar to what we've seen in the shops where guys go and stockpile and buy things out of the shops, that everything's empty. That's pretty much what's happened on the bond market space too. So
why does that matter? What effect, Michelle, what effect does it have on me? Why do I care that the bond market is having a heart attack?
Well, if you know, we've all got cash invested in various industries. So, you know, if you're young, you're probably majority invested in equities. If you're old, you know, you're looking at, you're probably more invested in cash or bond markets. And if the bond markets are taking a knock, you know, it's all good and well if you haven't eroded any of your capital. But the moment the bond market starts eroding their capital and they wipe out the gains that they made this year, that affects your income. So what people do is they panic, and all of a sudden they capitalize that loss by cashing out of their policies. And I mean, I think a lot of people have also cashed out of their policies leading into the shutdown because they worried, will I have enough cash to last the next 21 days to make sure ends meet at the end of the day? So I think people have tried to budget for a rainy day, but cashing in that loss has caused panic in the globe, in the bond market. And, you know, the more people's cash in their things, the more bonds we have to sell to give you cash, and it continues capitulating like that. And that's what we've seen. So, you know, leading into Tuesday's auction, you know, we saw bonds selling as the primary dealers try to make space in their bond portfolios to pick up the government auction that we have every Tuesday, and no one wanted to buy bonds. So that's the Saab came in today saying, we will be buying bonds in the secondary market. So basically the Saab's come up and said, as a buyer of last resort, if no one else wants the bonds, we will buy bonds. And this helps the bond market that your yields don't run out of control. Because, you know, National Treasury funds itself by issuing bonds. You know,
this is the important bit, because what we've seen happen in the last 2 weeks is the cost of borrowing spike. And already South Africa is so heavily borrowed. In February, in the budget, we were spending 15 cents in every rand just paying debt. If we didn't get those yields down, that was going to rocket upwards. And that leaves less money in National Treasury for COVID-19 fighting and social grants and everything else that has to be done.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, National Treasury does see high yields as a concern. So what they've done is they've said, we will go and buy bonds to make sure that there is enough liquidity in the market, that there is not complete and utter panic. And bonds have reacted very positively on the back of it. I think we initially, after the announcement, bonds rallied about 150 bucks. So, I mean, yesterday after the auction, you could buy a 6-year bond at 12%. Now, if you think about it, you can loan money from the bank at prime, which is 8.5%, and you can buy a bond at 12%. It's a 6-year bond at 12%. It makes complete and utter sense. You should be buying bonds left, right, and center.
Yeah.
But if you don't want, if you can buy bonds tomorrow 100 bucks higher, why am I going to get involved now? So the Saab's gone down and finished that panic and said, we will buy bonds. We're not going to let panic move this market. And also what they've allowed is to, you know, they've done term repos as well. So they'll give you cash, not just on an overnight basis, but for 30 days. So it's completely calmed the panic, which is a really good thing. And hopefully this helps us trade over the next 21 days.
And this is not
one of the good enough.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
No, this is not classic quantitative easing. This is bond buying. This is buying assets. A government bond is an asset. It's a thing that has value. It is a thing that delivers a return. This isn't just pumping extra money into the markets willy-nilly.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, the normal traditional way of quantitative easing that our Saab has ensued is by cutting interest rates. But, you know, when they cut interest rates last week by 100 bips, I mean, that's a big move. I mean, I don't think we've seen a 100 bip move in a very long time. The market still wasn't easing, because the problem is by easing interest rates, you're not helping the liquidity crisis and the complete panic in the bond market. And then they came out with easing that they said that they would be doing overnight repos on Friday last week, and they were dropping the rates that you could loan cash at from the Reserve Bank. But that still didn't help the liquidity in the bond market. So this is an unconventional way for South African, for the Saab specifically, to do quantitative easing. And they've left it very vague as well. They haven't given details of how much they can do. You know, when you hear about the Fed in the US, they give specific bond buy back programs. And I mean, the US has been doing this type of easing for a while because their interest rates are as low as it is. South Africa still has a fair amount to cut on the interest rate side. But by cutting interest rates, you're not going to calm the panic in the bond market. So what they've done now, I think, and they've kind of left an open bullet. So should encourage investors to start, you know, not panicking out of their investments, but to keep their cash with their asset managers and hopefully put some calm in the bond market going forward.
Michelle Wahlberg, thank you so much for that. It was a really good explanation of what's going on in the bond market at the moment. It's a dark and opaque place for most of us. The fixed income specialist at RMB, Michelle Wahlberg. Listening to that, Peter Attard-Montalto, the head of capital markets research at Intellidex. You describe this, Peter, as a major necessary crossing of the Rubicon.
Exactly. So it's a very interesting day for markets. We saw complete dysfunction entering the bond markets in the last couple of days. The market was dissatisfied after the MPC meeting last week and the additional liquidity measures the Saab took last Friday. And so really it was necessary to have this lender of last resort function, buyer of last resort, from the Saab in the bond market. So we're going to have to think through after the crisis, the deep sort of questions about where the Saab ends up, how you unwind this, how you prevent unnecessary incentives and unwanted incentives, international treasury spending too much money. All those things, I think, will be very important in time to think on.
I mean, it's the risk here that the Reserve Bank takes money from its reserves and buys government bonds. National Treasury gets the money and goes, hey, Christmas has arrived early. We can now spend more on fighting the COVID crisis or tarring roads or whatever they desire.
So the technicals of how this works haven't fully been laid out, but our understanding is that this money doesn't actually come from reserves. They are actually going to literally create money out of nothing in order to buy these bonds. The reserves are often referenced to are mainly treasury reserves that are on the Saab's possession to spend. In terms of the deficit, I think there's a classic, if you like, Mandela problem, policy problem here, which is that people create policy, because of the perfect axis. And at the moment, with the current Treasury mindset, and as the Minister and Glenn has been laying out in the last couple of days, not wanting to go crazy with some massive stimulus, this is all fine. The question is, what happens in the future now you've opened Pandora's box? Let's say you have a different number one at the Saab and a different number one at National Treasury. You can imagine things being very different. But I think for now, the market is happy that National Treasury is suddenly not going to open the taps massively But we should remember as well that with the coronavirus crisis hitting the economy, we're going to have a massive wider deficit in the coming year anyway, just on the revenue hole that will be created. We could well see a deficit of around 10.5% of GDP or so, or wider. And so this is going to really be necessary to ensure the smooth functioning of the bond market, the ability for Treasury to fund itself anyway through this crisis.
I mean, is the Reserve Bank not going to face criticism for not doing this previously? At the time that Ace Magashule said, you know, South Africa needs quantity easing, the Reserve Bank went, are you kidding, crazy guy? My words, not theirs. Suddenly, you know, this is a good enough reason to stimulate the economy. This is a good enough reason to step in. They've had to make a value judgment about a country in crisis.
Exactly, and I think that's why markets give them credit for this, is that they didn't want to do this in normal times, they wouldn't do this in normal times, so these are not normal times. But the question then is, what is a crisis? And this comes back to your point on the politics, the long-standing calls from the left in South Africa to undertake a huge $500 billion-style stimulus that's funded by the central bank, because they would argue there is a inequality or unemployment or whatever crisis in the country. And I think that's a debate which will rage, not today, given the lockdown coming, but there will certainly rage, I think, in the months and years ahead.
Peter Adel-Montalto, thank you very much for your expert analysis this evening, the head of capital markets research at IntelliDex. There are long-term consequences to doing this. The politics of this gets messy down the road, but if we don't do it now, it just creates a crisis in the bond market, and we don't need that, as Michelle Wahlberg so nicely explained from RMB, where she is a fixed income specialist.